My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey, guys.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What is going on?
What is going on?
Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast. Y'all
sounds good.
Oh, we haven't started. What am I doing? I'm struggling.
Yeah, we're just not interested in the video. See, when we don't record the podcast on Tuesdays, y'all,
this is what happens. Currently Wednesday.
It's currently Wednesday, and we got to get used to having both kids at home.
Oh, my goodness.
Usually Tuesday, you know, Reagan is at daycare, and then Chad usually is at school. So yeah. It's like, it's a perfect day to film, but this week, it just didn't happen.
So, get it cracking.
Yeah, y'all ready?
Crack-a-lackin'. Let's I feel like it. You moved the camera, and now you have it all on me, and like, none on your side.
Let's come closer to you. Look better?
Yeah, keep your microphone away.
Keep your microphone away from me, girl. All right, here we go.
Yeah, we had technical difficulties with the sound last week. That's why it sounded different. So we're hoping that these mics are right
today. We tested it this time. We think it's good. So here we go. What's up, y'all? What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, or welcome, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right.
Yes, yes.
You guys, we are, most of us are in, Chad Jr. singing. Most of us are in week two of social distancing. Yeah.
And officially in day one here in Indiana of the mandatory stay-at-home order by the governor.
Day one?
Yes.
Right? I thought it just happened yesterday.
No, it started today.
Oh, it went into effect today.
Yes.
Oh, so, I don't think that I knew that.
Yeah, it started Wednesday the 25th, so today.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, can we talk about how yesterday was the first day in seven that I stepped outside of the house.
Which is the craziest thing ever that was her first time. I did not check the mail and stuff.
Like, yeah, I hadn't even checked the mail. I haven't done anything outside of the house since getting my hair twisted 7-8 days ago. Yesterday was 7 days. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Like,
thing
I don't think that I've been in the house ever this long in life. And I'm kind of going stir crazy a little bit. Like, we took a walk yesterday. That was nice to get some fresh air.
And it was even raining. We didn't even care.
Honey, we was like, we finna take this walk in this 48-degree
we walked for 0.31
rainy
miles.
Weather. Okay.
15-minute walk, and we went right back inside. But
right around our little block, and we came right back. But, yeah, how are you guys holding up? We would love to know how you're holding up in this. Like, how are you staying sane? All the parents that have their kids at home, which, oh, by the way, we found out, kids aren't going back to school until May 1st, if they even go back. At this point, I don't have much faith that they're going back.
I don't have faith that they're going to go back because...
Yeah. I mean, school is over, like, at the end of May.
At that point, they've got, like, what, maybe 18 days of actual days of school?
Yeah, so...
Like, outside of the weekends, you
know what I'm saying? I'd be surprised if they go. I feel like, was it Richmond? Were they... The schools are not going back at all. Yeah.
Yeah, they just found out that they're not going back at all this year, so...
Yeah, so I don't know.
I would assume that Chad Jr. is going to finish off the first grade here in home elementary.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. With Mrs. Flowers Rader as his first grade teacher, okay? And Mr. Rader as the
substitute.
TA.
Yeah, I'm the TA.
You're the TA.
I'm the TA.
Because you'll be struggling with
life.
We'll
be making out with the teacher.
Anyway, before we get too far, let's cue the music.
Oh, wait, I wasn't ready.
Oh, he wasn't ready.
See, that's what she knows what she's doing. I knew what she was doing right there, but that's all right.
It won't take long, though.
It ain't going to take me long at all. Here we go. All right, y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? Let me make sure it's turned up. Right, here we go. Y'all ready? Here we go.
That That is by far my favorite part. The last part.
She loves that part.
Legit my favorite.
But yeah, so.
Yeah. So, here we are. In the house, not doing nothing. I was supposed to be recovering right now from surgery.
She was.
They canceled my surgery. So, 8 years ago. 8 years ago? No. 12 years ago, I had LASIK surgery. It was 2008. 12 years ago, I had LASIK surgery. I enjoyed it for all of 5 years before my vision started to revert and I needed to get contacts and glasses again. And I've been wearing them since I had. It was. They told me that, you know, there is a possibility that you're, first of all, there's always a possibility that your eyes will revert, but then also pregnancy affects your vision also. Yeah. So, you know, I hadn't had any kids by that point. So 2 kids later, back in contacts, and I was like, you know what?
She better not have no kids from that point.
You're so funny. I got a lifetime warranty. It's time for me to get my enhancement. And I had it scheduled for last Friday. I was all excited. 1 o'clock was my appointment. At 12:15, I got a phone call from the office talking about they've decided to shut down and reschedule the rest of their appointments for the day. I had talked to them 3 times last week leading up to this because I was like, is this still happening? Like, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're still going. We're still doing it. No. 45 minutes before my appointment, they canceled.
It's the craziest
thing. And I was so mad. Like, this was, to me, the perfect time for me to be recovering because there's nothing going on. Because I have to have a PRK version of LASIK, which is a bit more, like, the recovery time
is a little longer.
Is longer than just LASIK. You know, people go get LASIK and they drive themselves home. But for PRK, like, you know, vision is shaky for, you know, the first week. So I was like prepared to have this downtime with nothing going on. But I guess God didn't want me to get corona in the eye. So
yes, exactly.
Like,
I don't need Rona eye up in here. So it's
I'm rescheduled for the end of April and now that I'm thinking about it, I don't even know if that date's gonna work because I think that's the same time, the same weekend that Siege has his dance recital.
Yeah, so we, you know, and obviously, you know,
I'm sad.
Yeah, and obviously, we, you know, we pray that all that stuff happens, and you know, because we want, you know, especially for kids, you know, they're just, you know,
I know, I hope they still have it.
This has got to be for children. Obviously, adults are affected like crazily because you know you're talking about finances, you're talking about, you know, just all of that kind of stuff. You know, health, and but when it comes to the kids, they don't fully, you know, a certain age range, they're not fully understanding
what is happening.
What's happening? Chad Jr. at 7. He doesn't fully understand like the ramifications of what is going on.
Yeah.
He just knows he's not at school and he can't go to school right now.
Can't see his friends.
You know, can't see his friends. Yeah. But there's things that he's not going to, you know, potentially not be able to do. There's things that the kids are not able to do that they're used to doing, especially like the older kids, teenagers and stuff. You know, so yeah, it's just, you know,
think about all of the kids, all of the seniors.
Seniors that can't.
They can't graduate. They can't have prom.
Yeah, it's
like just all of the things, the end of the year celebrations, the graduation party, just a lot of things. And I pray that come June, I'm hoping that we'll be somewhat out of the clear, you know, still kind of celebrate a little later.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, hopefully maybe they'll, you know, postpone the graduations to like, you
that
know,
would be nice.
Late
I think
June
that some colleges,
like
though, just cut it. They was like, because I know Purdue, what was it, Butler, I think, and one other Indiana college, they just canceled commencement. Like, didn't postpone it, just canceled it. I'm like, dang. You mean to tell me I done spent 12+ years, well, in college, what, 16 years? And I can't walk across the stage?
As long as you get that diploma, though, that's all that matters.
You're right.
That
I mean, the degree is what matters, but yeah. I would be crushed, so, man, I would be so crushed. Anyway.
It would be. No, it would be tough, but.
Yeah, so I don't want to dwell on it. I mean, I just figured we'd check in and see how everybody is doing, kind of let you know how we've been feeling.
Let's
you know
how
we've
you're
been
doing.
Productive.
We definitely know.
We've been using our time a bit wisely. You know, we vegged a lot this weekend.
We watched a lot this weekend.
Saturday, we didn't do anything but watch TV.
And it was nice.
The best feeling ever. I don't even remember the last time we were able to do that.
And we didn't have any pressure to do anything else.
Yeah. I mean, there was nothing else to do.
Because we knew we were going to be up in this house.
Yeah. There was no work to be done. Yeah. There was nothing. And we watched all the things. We've been watching
A million little things, right? We watched a million little things.
We're late to the party, but it is so good.
It is very similar to This Is Us. Like people said, it's a very similar style.
I only thought of it because somebody on Facebook was like, you can have This Is Us. I'll take a million little things any day. And I was like, that's a really bold statement because I stand for This Is Us. That is my show. We have not watched the season finale yet. We'll probably get to that tonight. But I was like, well, let's check it out. If they can compare it to This Is Us, then it must be really good. And it is really, really good. And then we also watched Kerry Washington's new show that's based off the book.
Little Fires Everywhere.
Yeah, Little Fires Everywhere. So we watched the little 3-episode premiere. And the next episode comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. So if you're looking for some good shows to watch.
Absolutely.
Those are our 2 recommendations.
Those are our two recommendations. Yeah. We're enjoying that. We got a few more that have come out. We watched Onward because they released it early.
Oh, yeah. With Chad Jr. We bought that.
And so we had a family.
It was actually really good. It was a good family. Like, we had a family movie day. That was fun.
It was good. It was fun. He enjoyed that.
What else did we watch? We watched another movie we bought.
Oh, the Invisible Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we watched that.
I don't know that I would recommend it.
You know, it's something.
It's okay.
Rent it when it's not $19.99.
Yeah, you don't need to see it.
Rented. The reason it's so high right now, obviously, because they took it out of the theaters and put it in people's homes early because of all this stuff going on. So it was $20 to rent it, which makes sense because, you know, go to the movie theater, it'd be $10 a piece at least.
Yeah.
So I was okay with paying that. It's great to have that option. Yeah. That was nice of them to do that. And there's another one, a Bloodshot that came out with Vin Diesel.
Just wait till it's like $3.99.
Wait till it's the normal 2-day rental for $3.99. Mm-hmm. But it was good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it was still cool. Suspenseful. It definitely was suspenseful.
Yeah. Yeah. I just had a thought for $19.99, I should be able to still watch that. I should have unlimited. They should have just let me buy it for $19.99. Not that I would watch it again, but I don't want to rent it for $19.99. That is the dumbest thing, now that I think about it.
Well, it's because...
I mean, I guess it's like going to the show to see it.
Yeah, it's because they want to do like a full like DVD release.
Okay, well, that makes sense, I guess. Yeah.
They've already probably spent budget money on that.
True. That's true.
Planning that release, the PR for it. So this was just a way for them to get the movie into people's hands. You know, which was, you know, they didn't have to do. But,
yeah, because it's not like you can go to the theater.
They still have so much projections money-wise that they planned on making on this movie. So
that makes sense.
They want to try to make the money still, right? But yeah, so...
Anyway,
I've been watching lots of TV.
Right.
Chad and I randomly watched WrestleMania 30 because it was free on TV.
I feel like I've been watching a lot of wrestling.
Chad Jr. is really getting into wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be into wrestling when The Rock was wrestling, and when I was a kid, when The Ultimate Warrior was wrestling back in the day. But, like, the last time I really was into it was when The Rock was full on. And,
The Ultimate Warrior, the one, the little statue you had? Yeah.
Yeah, he was back in the day. Like, he beat Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 4. That right there. But the last time I was into wrestling was with The Rock when he was full on. But Chad Jr. has been getting into it lately. He's really getting into it. So it's been interesting.
So when did The Rock, I never followed wrestling, but like when did he officially retire from that and become full-time actor?
So he was doing it both for a while. He was in and out between the two. But then he came back just, you know, last year or a couple years ago, and he came back as a host.
Coming back as a host is different than
he's still The Rock. You know, he walks into the building like the people go crazy. Yeah,
obviously.
But he really transitioned from that when once he started getting more roles.
Oh, okay.
And then that year he had like 2 years ago or 3 years ago when he was the highest paid actor.
All of the money.
He was the highest paid actor in the world.
He was getting it.
I think at that point he was like, you know what? I don't have to beat my body up anymore to wrestle. Because, you know, you watch that stuff. Like, I was watching the one match they were having, and literally there were bruises. 20 minutes into the fight, there were bruises all over John Cena.
Mm.
Like, so they're getting beat up. Yeah. You know, it is fake, obviously. But it's
still
physical.
Yeah.
You know, and they're they're throwing each other down pretty hard. So Chad Jr. was like, why is there no blood? I'm like, bro, because it's fake, man. He's like,
fake.
But there still should be blood because he's hitting him right in the face. I'm like, dude, it's fake. It's he's not really hitting him. So I showed him how they're hitting.
I showed Gabriel. He was showing us. He was giving us a demonstration. Us a demonstration last night. All of the hard stomping and the noises to make it sound like
to make it look
it's really happening.
It's so funny. Yeah. It's a lot of acting.
That's so crazy.
It's a male soap opera.
It is, huh? It really is. Like, they have storylines and everything. Oh, yeah. That's the craziest thing. Yeah,
marriages, relationships.
That's so crazy to me. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much for listening to the wrestling podcast. we'd like to go ahead and sign off.
Yeah, that's probably one thing I'm not into many sports anyway, but wrestling is like the last thing I want to watch. Really, like, I can't.
You know, like.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, there was one point in time, like I said, it's all about characters.
It's probably right above golf. I would watch it before golf.
But you'd watch Tiger Woods before wrestling.
No, I don't watch Tiger Woods.
I mean,
watched him and he's been on the TV, but I don't want to watch that.
If you had a choice between Tiger Woods playing golf and wrestling, which one would you pick?
Probably wrestling, because at least it's an exciting storyline for me to get into. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to watch no man swinging no club. I was about to call it a puck. Swinging a club. Like, I don't understand
a puck
watching.
Is like the little thing that hockey players
yes,
hit.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I got it. But, I mean, that's what was going to come out. That's how much I care about sports, okay?
Yeah, she's definitely.
But, yeah, I just don't understand the thrill of watching somebody play golf. I think maybe because I don't understand the game. Like, I don't know how the scoring goes. So, it's just not
it's a whole
lot of
excitement.
It's
so funny with her. If I try to explain to her, she about 2 minutes into it, she's like,
I'm like, okay, checked out. Thanks. It's all right. I've gone, you know, 37 years without knowing anything about golf. It's okay.
Yeah, she's so cute. Her and I are complete opposites when it comes to sports.
I mean, obviously.
But it's good. It's cool. It equals out because she likes to make out a lot, and I like sports a lot, so it kind of, you know, it's a good thing.
Whatever. So let's see. What else have we been doing?
Go for it. No, I was just going to tell them something that I've been, trying to do more of. Is meditating.
I was just going to say that.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. I have legit like put a reminder in my phone so that I could stay on it. And
yes.
I don't necessarily do it every day, but I feel like I've done it more.
Yeah. I would say that for both of us, right? You know, it's like, it's something that we've talked to you guys about that, whether it's been on the podcast, whether it's been on our, you know, our YouTube channel. Are you following us there? Gay Babe TV. Check us out if you're not.
Not so shameless. Go on over there.
Because it's ours, right? but yeah, so we've talked about wanting to get into meditating more. And so what I've been trying to, I've been using this app called Abide. I wanted to tell you a little bit about it, but it's actually, I think that, so for me, so when it comes to meditating, like, stress and anxiety is something that anxiety has always been something that I've dealt with. We talked about that before. Yeah. And with that is finding ways to, like, you know, to kind of get over that hump of that anxious feeling, right? Because when you wake up with anxiety, a lot of times you wake up with it or something sparks it, and then I'll have it, like, throughout the day.
Something sparks it. I don't think you actually wake up with it.
True, yeah. Something sparks it. Yeah,
you can
see
trace
something.
It back to something.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I think that, you know, I think that that's probably something that a lot of people are dealing with every day, and especially right now, right? I mean, stress and anxiety right now is probably through the roof. So if you were already dealing with it, like, I can't imagine what you're feeling right now, because I've learned to kind of work on it, you know. But, you know, so that's where Abide kind of comes in. So a little bit about them. They are the number one Christian meditation app. They so the Abide users report less stress, lower levels of anxiety and depression, and better sleep. So that's the part, the better sleep part, is where I'm really trying to hone in on. And it's cool because at the end of the day, you know, like, when you're ready to go to sleep, they actually have bedtime stories. So they're based on the Bible. They're great for kids or adults, or, you know, so you can listen to it with family, or you can listen to them on your own. And you can, you know, they help you find a deep rest, you know, so you can get some good rest. Their meditations start about 2 minutes long. They're easy to fit into your schedule, feature topics like overcoming anxiety, like I mentioned, managing stress, addiction and recovery, finding forgiveness, which is a big one, and more. So that's really cool. So, and actually for a limited offer, for a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off a premium subscription when you visit abide.co/LMO. So again, get started now with 25% off a premium subscription by downloading the Abide app at abide.co/LMO. You'll get additional stories and meditations, premium music, soothing sounds, and more. So you can support our show and get 25% off by going to abide.co/LMO. So once again, I want to make sure you get this right. That's Abide, A-B-I-D-E .co/LMO to download the Abide app and get 25% off your premium subscription. So go check them out. It's been working. I haven't been using it every night. So
that's
something
good that, though.
Yeah.
It's a good
one. I'm starting there and so I'm gonna get better. So yeah. I'll keep you guys up to date on that.
Keep you posted on the meditation.
How that's going.
Okay. Shall we get into some questions?
Let's get into some questions.
We're going to do all questions. So we're doing questions. We're doing Ask Gabe and Babes. Mm-hmm. We just go and answer all the questions.
Lighthearted
okay?
and fun, y'all.
Yes, yes.
All right, so ladies first. I don't know if it's your turn, but you're going to do it.
Ladies first. So ladies first. You guys. Okay, before we get into the questions. Okay. Have you been a part of DJ Nice's, like, parties? Like, the quarantine club? Y'all, if you have not, you missed out. It's been pretty awesome. I missed the Saturday club session, but I called Sunday and it was great. And I think he actually has another session going on today. So you probably would have missed it, but hopefully he'll do it again this weekend. So it's DJ Nice. And if you're a lover of music, you guys have got to check it out. He streams live on Instagram. It's just a full DJ set. So you literally feel like you're in the club and like everybody is coming in and, you know, people are like all these celebrities and, you know, they're like leaving comments and he's shouting people out as they come in. It's like a genius idea on his part. Like, way to just use your talent and, you know what I'm saying, like come
keep
through and provide
provide
great
something.
Value in yeah. this point. So me thinking of singing music just made me think about that because I enjoyed it, so I'm sure most of you will enjoy it too. Yeah. Okay, now we'll get into questions.
That's good. No, that's a good one. That's actually really good. So which book would you like, sweetheart?
Let's do the 4,000.
4,000 questions.
Even though they're not numbered.
So just tell me a page.
How many pages is it?
295.
Okay.
No, sorry. 297.
Okay. Let's start with page I was literally about to say page 300. Page 250.
All right. There's page 300. It's nice and nice and blank. Exactly. 250.
250.
Okay. And 1, 2, 3.
What category is this?
Politics.
Oh, gosh.
9. So 1 through 9.
7.
I don't even know what this word is. How would you battle an
unscrupulous
manufacturer?
I don't even know what that word means. Alexa, what does unscrupulous mean?
The adjective unscrupulous is usually defined as not scrupulous, unrestrained by scruples, conscienceless, unprincipled.
Unprincipled, okay.
Alexa, what does scrupulous mean?
The adjective scrupulous is usually defined as having scruples or moral or ethical standards, okay. Having or showing a strict regard for what one considers right.
So no moral or ethical standards.
For more, ask me to give you more definitions for scrupulous.
Girl, I don't want you to use the word in the definition.
Having more scruples.
Thanks. What?
What is that? Is that a toaster pastry? Scruples?
Oh, toaster strudels. Man, were you a Pop-Tarts person or toaster
both.
Strudels? You like them both?
Toaster strudels were amazing.
They really were. Do they still make those?
I'm sure they do.
I don't feel like I've seen them. Not that I'd be looking for them, though.
But yeah, okay. So
anyway.
How would you battle in a manufacturer that has no morals and...
I don't have an answer. I don't know how I would battle them. Like,
okay.
I mean, I don't know. Do you have an answer?
Yeah,
I know that you have an answer.
Absolutely.
Politics is where Babe thrives.
I don't know.
What would I do?
Well, I think that there's a lot of businesses.
What can you do?
Well, I think if you're in politics.
Yeah.
Right? So I think there's a lot of businesses that, you know, I mean, for instance, you know, with what's going on right now, or for anything, like just even the bailout in 2008,
mm-hmm.
like the amount of companies, the reason that companies are broke right now and can't, some of the big major organizations and you know, like big ones, cannot handle what's happening right now is because they did all of these buybacks so that they could fatten the pockets of the investors. Instead of putting a nest egg back, saving the money and putting a nest egg in there, like a rainy day fund.
Yeah.
Like people are always saying, have a rainy day fund, right? Having 6 months to be able to pay, you know, pay your bills for 6 months in case something
for
happens.
For a time
right?
like this.
For a time like this. Well, businesses, these big, huge businesses did not do that because they did all these buybacks so they could fatten the pockets of their investors and the CEO and all them people, all the high ups. Not the employees who should have gotten a lot more money.
It's never the employees.
But all the people that, all the rich people that wanted at to get top. Richer. So, so for instance, so when you find these companies that are doing this, to me, that is, even though it's not outside of the law, I think that there should be some restrictions there, right? You shouldn't be able to get bailed out every time you make bad business decisions as an organization, right? Especially not by the government. So there's got to be some checks and balances there. So as if I was a senator or a representative, then I would be looking in my state, I'd be looking at the companies that are in my state possibly doing that. And we'd have to, you know.
Fun fact, you guys, Babe used to want to be in politics. I don't know. Is that still something that you would consider?
I think that I would potentially look at, you know, maybe like a mayor. Here's the thing. I'm not political enough to be politically correct.
You're definitely not.
Like, I'm sorry. Like,
you would come in there and ruffle all the feathers.
All the feathers. I would be saying, like,
saying all the things.
Like, all the things. Like, but I'd be saying things that I believe is the best for, you know, my constituents or my people in my district or my state.
Okay. So here's a question. Because I wonder, and this is from someone who is completely ignorant to politics. It is literally not my strongest subject at all. But I do wonder if a lot of people go into it with that mentality and then they get into it and they realize, okay, you kind of have to play the game. Like, you don't really have the control to do that, you know?
No,
like,
yeah, absolutely. I think that there are some people, I think there's some currently really good politicians out there, right? And I think that there's some politicians that went in there with good intentions, with the hope to help their people in their state or area. And got burned out. Like any job. How many people can raise their hand right now and say that they went into a job with, you know what, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to change the culture. I'm going to make it so much better. And then you get bogged down, you get burned out because you're not able to affect change in a positive way. Right. That's life.
Yeah.
And I think that absolutely. I think that happens in politics. But I think that
I guess you choose how
you respond.
Deal with that, how you respond
and
to
is doing the right thing or holding your ground, more important to you than towing the line and just going along with the flow so you can keep your job. So it's about when do you decide to make a stand, right? And I think that's what you individually as a person will do. And, you know, so I think that, but then you do see a lot of politicians that everything they literally say is like,
what?
Yeah. That makes no sense. That's not good for anybody but you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know any of these, you know, people personally, but you see what you see, you know, what you can from the news coverage.
Right.
And it's, regardless if they're red or blue, you know, it doesn't really matter. I think that's where if you're not scrupulous as a person,
if you're unscrupulous,
yeah, if you're unscrupulous as a Democrat or Republican, then I think that's the issue, right? It doesn't matter if you're red or blue. It's about your moral character.
Right.
So if you have a good moral character and you care about the people that you're serving, then I think you can be a really good politician.
Yeah, that's what matters most. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was your question.
Yeah. So one day, who knows? Maybe I will. Maybe I'll be mayor.
That would be
mayor
so
Chad.
Interesting.
Mayor Chad. Lord. With a beard, because I'm not about.
I mean, is it something again? Do you have to? Well, I guess you have to be kind of clean cut.
But you, well, that's just the assumption.
That's
the stereotype.
The stereotype.
Or, no, you can't
that's
show
how
your
it's
tattoos.
Being, like,
can't show your tattoos. You can't have a beard. It's, that's the old school.
Well, hey.
All right. Okay, so now pick a page again.
I need some earlier. Let's get out of politics. 122.
122.
Yeah, from 220.
Now we're in fun and sport.
Oh, fun and sport? Ugh. I don't like this book. Throw the whole book away.
Okay, 1 through 15.
3.
This is the funniest thing. Would you rather read 100 pages of the Bible or about medieval politics?
100 pages of the Bible. Like, that's real life. I mean, yeah. I ain't reading about no medieval nothing. Man, throw these books away. That'd be a good question. I'm going to find you.
Here we go. I'm going to find you.
What are the categories?
You'd
rather just tell
me. I'm about to find you a good one. So what was the smartest decision you ever made?
Ooh, the smartest decision I ever made.
While you're thinking about that, Chad Jr. is hooked up on Wi-Fi and he has a
phone. Is he texting you?
And he's texting us. He has a mass text with mom and I now. His mom and
a
I.
A mass text.
It's hilarious.
It's a group text.
But it's always of his games.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one while you were talking. The smartest decision that I have made. I don't know that I want to pick one. I feel like I've made a lot of smart decisions
in my life.
You don't
have to pick, you don't want to, because I know that was smart.
No, you were actually going to be it. I think that the smartest decision that I made was to choose you and to let go of everything else that I thought could go wrong or would be said,
or what you thought you wanted, or
what I assumed I wanted, what the picture was that I had for my life. I think that letting go of all of that was probably the best decision I've ever made in my life, because it literally just opened up the door for the life that I have now, like in all aspects, the love, the family, the business, like everything. And my life could look so different had I not even responded to you on Facebook. Like, you know, I think about that sometimes, like how different my life could look had I not even responded to that, or had I not reached so hard and pushed to get you back once you ghosted me. You know what I'm saying? If I would have never called that last time and was like, forget it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Would you have called me back? I don't know.
It's crazy,
like,
man.
It's really crazy. It's crazy. I think that's probably the smartest decision that I could have made. Like, just letting go of my plans.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing what I felt like God was telling me to do. He was, and I was kind of fighting it. So it was like, I listened.
I think.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, so like for me, this, I think for me, the best decision I think I've ever made, obviously, is being completely upfront with my feelings for you.
You came out the gate strong.
Yeah, like because it was something
so
it was something different that I had never felt before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know, I it was something. I was like, this is
yeah.
different, right?
Yeah,
this is different. And yeah, so I think it was, I think that was a good thing, is that I, because I didn't, you know, I think that men are known to play games, right? And I think that, you know, it was no game being played. I just like, this is what I want. I want you.
Yeah.
This is how I feel. Bam.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, it was just, she didn't have a question from that point.
Yeah, no, I knew from jump.
So I think that, you know, that was, I think, you know, because if I would have liked, you know, if I would have been like, well, I'm deploying, or, you know, I want to keep doing this or whatever, then there could have been, again, there could have been another different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could have been not about any kind of, maybe she was wanting to make a commitment or
and
to work towards something.
Just, yeah.
And I was just, I didn't want to stop deploying.
Yeah,
I didn't want to, you know, the money was too good, because the money was amazing.
Great, yeah.
But I knew that she was more amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah. And still.
And the money is better now.
Exactly. And the money's better now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think moral of that story is that you might think that you have the most amazing plan ever.
Man.
Throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window.
And believe.
Watch God.
Yeah.
Work
but
that thing.
That doesn't mean stop working towards what you believe is your career, your goal, or your dream. That doesn't mean stop working. You know, continue to move forward, continue to work, you know, faith without acts is dead. You know, so move, do, you know, like have faith that, that what you're working on that God can do for you. But if something else happens, you know, then, you know, I'm guaranteeing it's probably going to be better for you in the long run. It might be hard to grasp in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that I don't look anything like what she thought she was going to marry.
No, not at all.
You know, and that's not a bad thing.
It's okay. Yeah.
So.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm happy.
Right. Exactly.
That is all that matters. Okay. So that's what
that's a good one. That was a good question. All right. So I have you another question.
You want to stick with this book?
Yeah, we'll stick with that one again. Okay. Let me see. What is this one?
I don't feel like we asked. Yeah. That's the one we really like. Okay. Did we do anything out of that one though?
Good one.
Okay, 1,001 questions. What number you get?
973.
Okay. Extreme spiritual matters. Oh, Lord.
Okay,
nope.
All right. Okay, 832.
That was actually a good one.
What was it?
832.
Yeah. 832.
Okay. Can I count? Jesus. That one's not good. This is still spiritual stuff. We're going to get out of spirituals.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
420.
420. 420.
Nothing to do with marijuana.
Why did you even have to mention it?
Well, because.
Don't mention it because I don't want to.
Oh, yes. We'll cut that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. 420.
420. If you had to perform a stupid human trick for the Dave Letterman show, what would you do?
Stupid human trick for the Dave Letterman show. What would I do?
Are you familiar with that segment on the Dave Letterman show? Does Dave Letterman still come on?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember that segment.
I don't either. So yeah, do something different. Do 419. I mean,
if you won $1 million in the lottery, how would you spend it? I feel like we've answered this question before.
Man, there ain't a Jordan I wouldn't have. I'm just playing. No, I would, how would I spend it? Well, first thing I would do is determine with Gabrielle how much we're going to invest so that we can turn,
That would be the first thing you did?
Well, yeah, because we need to know what we're going to, instead of going spending first.
Right.
Like, okay, how much are we going to go and invest?
Right.
And then once we've decided that number, then, okay, do we want to go, do we want to, we're going to, are we going to stay here in this house? If we are, we'll pay it off. If we're not, or if we're interested in keeping it to rent it out or whatever, then we'll buy it. If we're not, then we'll go ahead and sell, and then we'll go and build a house wherever we want to build it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And pay off any loans that we have, any student debt that we haven't paid off yet. Be completely debt-free with that.
Excuse me, yeah.
And then, have a chunk out there that's going to be for fun. Mm-hmm. And it'll be parts that will be for helping family or blessing family members. And, but there'll be part that we're going to enjoy a little bit of it.
Right.
But all the other stuff's going to be taken care of first.
Yeah. Because when you think about it, $1 million, if you want $1 million, after taxes, you're probably going to get what? $800,000, $700,000? Like, you're not going to have the $4 million. So I think the first thing I would do is pay my tithes. You forgot that. I would pay my tithes.
Oh, $1 million.
I'm going to take that 10% and give right back to Jesus. Okay. Yeah,
no, absolutely.
And then from there, obviously, we would be debt free. Mm-hmm. And then, set up college funds.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you get 100, well, you get 100. Well, investment whatever, can be, you know, all of that, like, stuff. The investment could be like however we want to divvy it up. And then, after the rest of it, though, absolutely. Like, part of it for funds and investments, part of it for family, like, however we're going to bless whoever we're going to bless.
Yeah.
And then, definitely going to spend some of it. I'm going to have some fun.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, we got to.
Like, you have to. And then save the rest of it. Just put the rest of it away.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so, I think that,
So, no, that was good. Yeah. I think the only place we differed was the tithes. And you just forgot about that.
I just forgot about it, But no, I mean, tithe is something that just happens regardless. Yeah, absolutely. So that would absolutely happen. I just couldn't think of it in the moment.
So that was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, so those were good questions. What would you guys do with $1 million?
Yes.
What would be, like, the top three things you would do with $1 million. I would love to hear. Yeah, like what, like the first three things that you would do.
Yeah, we'd love to know that. So yeah, leave a
And then would you take a lump sum or would you do like a give me the lump sum, because I don't fully trust that years down the line you're going to still have my money.
That's like, what I don't trust, right?
Give me the lump sum. I don't need you. I can divvy it out to myself.
So
let us know that.
Exactly.
So before we get into the Ask Gabe and Babe portion of things, I want to tell you guys about Lola. Now, I have talked about them on the podcast before, but if you are not familiar, Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. And it all started from an idea that women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. I mean, when you think about it, we care about the ingredients in our food and, you know, what we're eating and our beauty products. So why don't we feel the same about our feminine products, things that are also going into our body?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, in case you didn't know, or if you weren't aware, the FDA does not require brands to disclose the list of ingredients in their feminine care products. So major brands use, you know, a mix of synthetic ingredients in their products, including rayon and polyester. You know, they don't have to disclose that. They have these harsh chemical cleansing agents and fragrances and dyes and all of that. But with Lola, their products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. And the best thing about them, what I really enjoy, is that they have like a customizable box. So you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, only you know how your cycle is and what you need and when you need it. So you can actually like go through and customize what you receive and how you receive it, how frequently you receive it. So you can mix up their products. You can mix up the absorbency, the number of boxes, the frequency of delivery, all of the things. Like, you can change anytime, you can skip, you know what I'm saying? You can cancel your subscription. So you have that flexibility. Like, I know for me, you know, I might need a heavy and a super heavy or a light.
So you can customize that.
So you can customize, your absorbency.
So if you know you have
like
a few heavy days, but you have a lot of light days.
Absolutely. Oh, okay, so it's actually, it's really cool. So that's like my favorite part about it, because I have been using it and it's so simple and I don't even have to think about, oh, let me add that to the list. I know that it's coming.
Oh,
I can
cool.
set up the subscription and I know that it's coming. Every month I'm going to need it, you know? So you guys should I know, right? But I'm not ready to not need it yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm not ready for that. So that's a really good thing. And then also, they do good with your purchase. So for every purchase that you make, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S.
That's awesome.
Know that when you're buying something, it's going towards the good of helping someone else. So you can't really beat that.
Help yourself, help other people.
Exactly. So if you are interested, you guys should definitely check them out. And for 30% off of your first month subscription, you can visit mylola.com and enter LMO when you subscribe. And that is mylola.com. Enter the code LMO and you get 30% off of your first month subscription. So check it out. Let me know what you think. I'm a fan. And I think that you will be too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, so that's, you know, like, so we, as we were kind of thinking about what we were going to talk about on this episode, you know, today, we were kind of thinking about, we have a few Ask Gabe and Babes that we've gotten because we ask you, and we want you to, you know,
keep
sending those in.
Yeah.
Because our goal is to get through all of them. It doesn't mean we're going to do one every episode, but there might be an episode like this one where we're probably going to do, you know, at least one, maybe even two.
Yes.
So I think we wanted to do that. I think, do you have the first one?
Or? Yeah, I have, let me find them. I'm not prepared.
Yeah, I don't know. We have a few that we already looked through. I don't remember which one we picked as our first one.
Yeah. I did have a short one that I wanted to, this is from Stanty, I think is how you say your name. And you had a question for me, so I wanted to make sure that I didn't skip over this. And you said, Gabe, can you expound on why you have a hard time judging your feelings? So I thought that was a pretty pretty quick ask.
Yeah.
And thank you for your email. You said some really positive and encouraging words for both of us. So we
really appreciate that.
And I would say that I don't necessarily know how that started or why that started, but for clarification, what I mean is a lot of times I have in the past, because I think that I definitely am working to get better at this, but I have judged myself for feeling like almost like, why are you feeling like that? Like, mm-hmm. you should know better, or somebody like, you know, you're not supposed to feel like that. So say if I, you know, have a little moment of, I don't know, jealousy. Mm. It's almost like, what you feeling jealous for? Like, you're not supposed to feel that. Like, why do you feel that way? And instead of just processing the feeling and working through it,
yeah.
I spend so much time, or I waste so much time on feeling bad because I feel that way. You know, sometimes you can't control, most times you can't control where the feelings come from. What you can control is how you process them, how you move through them.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't control them coming because they're feelings. They're flighty, they're going to come, it's whatever. But how you move past them is what really matters. Yeah, so I think that's good. I have learned to spend less time worrying about where the feeling came from or like why I'm feeling it, and just accept that I'm feeling it.
Which is good.
And then what? So I'm feeling it.
How am I going to,
but okay,
now
what
am I going to do with
what that? What am I going to do with this feeling? So I hope that that clarifies. I cannot tell you where it started or how it started or why I feel like that. I don't have that answer, but I do know that I'm working to, get past that.
Yeah, she would be like, you know, ask her about what was wrong. She would tell me sometimes, and she'd be like, I feel stupid for feeling that way. I'm like, you shouldn't feel stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way you feel.
Feel the feelings.
Feel
it's
the
okay.
feelings. It's okay to feel that way. You're not stupid because you feel a certain way. You just feel a certain way. I mean, I think that's good. She's been doing a lot better.
Thank you, love.
And growing in that area. So
that a lot. Therapy works wonders.
Yeah.
Yo.
But also, you know, therapy. But then also, you know, don't discredit how much work you do on the outside after therapy, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Therapy would matter if you didn't do anything.
That is such a good point.
So don't discredit that you're taking the nuggets that your therapist is giving you
and actively working on it,
mm-hmm. right? So thanks to your therapist for being awesome, but also thank you
for doing the work.
Thank yourself for doing the work.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So that was.
I feel stupid for saying all that stuff.
Don't feel stupid.
Okay.
You're so funny. Right. So the next Ask Gabe and Babe is kind of a long one. Well, the email is kind of long. This is from Barbara. But in the subject, it says, please pick my story to read on the next podcast. So Barbara, we are picking your story, girl. Okay.
Barbara.
So here we go. I am a 26-year-old African-American female. I graduated with my master's in social work in 2018 and am now working as an outpatient therapist. I am currently an LCSW-A, licensed clinical social worker associate. I am working as an outpatient therapist in order to earn my licensed clinical social worker, I guess, certificate or degree. I'm not really sure what that is. I decided to pursue social work because I have always been passionate about helping people. The population I am most interested in is mothers, infants, and children. It was hard for me to find a job in this area since my concentration in graduate school was not related to maternal, infant, and child health, and I did not have any work experience with the population. To obtain my LCSW, I can start my own private practice. I have been going back and forth about starting my own private practice because I am fearful of the responsibility that comes with owning my own business. I know that if I want my private practice to focus on maternal, infant, and child health, I would have to go back to school and earn my PhD with a concentration related to maternal, infant, and child health, or get a second master's degree. So I'm very passionate about this population and would like to move forward with the private practice. I will be fully licensed at the age of 28, and the PhD program can take up to 7 years to complete, and the master's would be 2 years. Honestly, I think it would be more beneficial to get the PhD because of the high stature of the degree. If I decide to get the PhD after I am done obtaining my LCSW, I will be in my mid to late 30s before I finish the program. I would one day want to get married and have children. I feel like going back to school will put my personal life at a standstill. Okay, so here's the question. My question to both of you is that, do you think it's worth it for me to continue with my education and to put my personal life on hold? do I even have to put my personal life on hold to pursue a PhD? Thanks. By the way, you guys are my favorite YouTube couple. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
We appreciate the support. Thank you for sending it in. Just thank you for even trusting, you know, our advice, like what we would even think on the situation. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think, you want me to go? You want me to jump in?
Yeah, go for it.
I think, here's my thing. It's, I want to be upfront about this is that, you know, I am definitely not going to tell you whether you should go back to school or not. That's something that I think that if you have a dream to be, have your own business and helping in the maternal, or was it maternal and
infant and child health.
Yeah, maternal, infant and child health, then do it, do your thing. I mean, I think that that's something that you definitely, so, and yeah, being a PhD, that's gotta be something that's, you know, gotta be amazing. You worked hard for that, a lot of years of schooling. And if you feel like that's what you want to do, do it. I think that one doesn't have to not happen because the other is happening. I think that you write down the things that you want in life. You know, like, I want this. I want to, you know, I would love to have a husband and kids. I want to have a PhD in my own business. And then you pray for those things. You know, you ask God to show you a way to have those things. And who knows? You might go to doctorate school and we start working on your PhD and meet somebody.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
You know what I mean? Like, and then, you know, and then you're meeting somebody that's in the same kind of career path as you, someone that has the same love of helping people as you. You never know, but don't think that one has to not happen because one is happening, right? Don't ever think, well, you know, I'm just going to wait because maybe I'll meet somebody, you know, in a year. So I'm just going to wait. No, if you want to move forward in this, make it happen. Go for it. Don't think that you have to ever sacrifice one thing for the other, because I don't think that's what God wants us to do. I think God, what is meant for you is for you.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that you pray for the things that you want, and God's going to give you something better.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's a good one. I was going to say that I think I think before we make any decision, we have to look at it on both sides, or, you know, what could happen, what could not happen. But I think you're focusing on what couldn't happen and not necessarily focusing on what could happen, because who says that you can't do both at the same time?
Yeah.
Now, will it require an incredible amount of discipline and maybe more time management, and maybe your plate will be a little full for a time, but it doesn't mean that it can't happen. So just as much as you could finish your PhD and be in your late 30s and have met no one, you could finish your PhD and be in your late 30s with a husband and a child. Like, literally, it can go either way.
That's what I'm saying.
So I think that you have to decide if the PhD is what you really want. Because I think part of this is, you know, well, you can open your own practice without getting the PhD, but you feel like the PhD, I guess, will give you more clout, or it'll make you
more respectability in the field, maybe.
More respectable, which I completely understand. But the other side of that coin is that God can qualify you for anything. It's a lot of people out here with PhDs and master's degrees not doing anything, or in a completely different area, or there are people doing the things and don't have that degree or those letters behind your name. So I kind of feel like the PhD isn't the end all be all. For by all means, if that's where you feel like you have to, you want to be and you want that doctor and title, go for it. But I don't think that you can not have a successful private practice in the field that you want without it. Like, does that make sense? I think you can totally have that without getting a PhD. Or you could take the route of getting the second master's degree with the specialty, like, in that concentration. But I don't think that PhD is synonymous with being successful in having your own private practice.
Yeah. No, I think that's perfect. I think that, you know, I love that. I love what you're saying, because I think that regardless of what degree you have, if your private practice is the place that people come to and trust what you do and love what you do and value you, they're going to tell people. They're going to tell people. Yep. They're going to tell people. And that's where that success is going to come from. It's going to come from that word of mouth. And people saying how awesome you are.
Yeah.
They're not saying,
and she's a doctor.
And she's a doctor. They don't care at that point. They care about what you're, you know.
What is the impact?
What's the impact you're doing, making on people's lives, mm-hmm. right? And getting a doctorate doesn't mean you're going to be more impactful. Yeah. Your spirit, who you are as a person, is what's going to make you impactful.
Absolutely.
So if you want that PhD because you truly, truly want it,
Go for it.
Go get it.
Pursue it. Reckless abandon.
You deserve to get it.
Yes.
And guess what? If you're supposed to have a husband in that same time frame, God will throw Dr. Tony right at you. Right there.
Not Dr. Tony.
I mean, I don't know. You know, whatever.
I mean, but you literally just never know. Like, yeah. I think the greatest thing that we can do is present ourselves as an open vessel for God to come in and move right through. And it's just one of those prayers like, Lord, these are the desires of my heart. All of them, list them out. These are the things that I want, and I don't necessarily know the best way to go about them, but I'm just gonna pray that you are gonna give me that answer, yeah. that you're gonna make it clear as day, you're gonna send me all the confirmation, and I trust you. I trust that you can do anything. So I could be in the middle of this Amen. PhD Hallelujah. And meet the man and you get married and have the kids and still come out on the other side successful, still come out on the other side a doctor, or I could get this master's degree, open up my private practice, and it could thrive without me needing the PhD behind my name. Like, I think that you just have to be willing to let God step in and do his thing.
She's preaching a lot better than y'all were responding, like, okay?
So, but can I get an
hallelujah,
amen?
Hallelujah,
okay?
Hallelujah.
Like, I think that is the hardest thing to do. Is to be an open vessel yeah. and literally just take your hands off of it and let God like do his thing. I mean, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, our plans are just our plans and yeah. they so mediocre. Like, literally, we can have the best plans and we feel like it's so amazing. But compared to what God has planned for us, man. It's so mediocre. Like, you have no idea how he will work this thing on out. Like, I think all you have to do is be open, be honest, submit your requests. Like, I mean, God says to ask. I mean, he yeah. asks us to literally ask for the things that we want. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't yeah. mean that just because we ask for it, we're going to get it. But trust that his will be done, you know? And yeah. I know that it probably sounds like, oh, just pray and wait. And no, you got to be active about it. But I think that you just have yeah. to decide, like, what are the desires? Yeah. It's perfectly okay to desire a husband and a family and a PhD at the same time. Yeah. And you don't worry about how it happens. You tell God and you let him work it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you mm-hmm. just have to be positive and optimistic. Don't focus so much on, man, I can finish and not have anything. Have everything.
You think about this. You go ahead and get both. You can be a pretty happy doctor that has a husband and a family.
Yeah, exactly.
PhD,
like,
pretty happy doctor.
Why did I not get that? Yeah.
See? So you know, God
you
says
really
pursue
was
both,
excited about that, and I didn't both, get it at all.
Be a pretty happy doctor that has a husband and some beautiful kids. So you can have it all. What's that song? You can have
you
it.
You can have any.
Thing. Oh, we went.
Well, that's
different.
Probably we went, not the best song.
We went two different ways there.
What song was you singing?
I don't remember. You can have it all. I don't know.
I don't know the yeah, you can have it all.
But we
song.
Definitely don't want to sing the Jaheim song, okay? Because yeah, because that's sad.
That's probably not
melancholy.
The best. Not the best.
Rose, I don't pretend
I could,
to know why
that
you're
that
so melancholy.
Come up with. But I hope that answers your question. Yes. Hopefully, it gives you a different perspective. You know. God does not operate on our limitations, thankfully.
Yeah.
Like,
he's not limited like we are.
He's not limited like we are in our thinking, in his methods, in anything. You know, we have this, like, it has to happen this way. And God is like, it don't. It literally does not. Like, who says you need to have the PhD to have everything that you desire? And it's your own private practice. Maybe you need the PhD to work in somebody else's office. But if it's your private practice, you kind of make the rules. So, truth. You know what I'm saying? Truth. Like, hey, go for it. Go for all of it. You don't have to stop pursuing any of it. You can pursue it all at the same time. It's totally doable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking as my advice, I've never taken a doctorate degree or know what that entails, but I know that it's a lot.
Yeah,
but people do it every day.
You know what I'm saying?
So I do have a master's. Yeah, so. But people, and I work two jobs while I got that master's. So, I mean, people do things every day. Like, you make time for what's important for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything can have a place. So, absolutely. Yeah. So.
Hopefully that helps.
Thanks
again for the question.
Thanks for sending it in.
And we're not experts. We don't know it all. We're just giving you our opinion. So we hope that there's something in there, some nugget,
one thing we said that sticks out to you.
And I think I want to add something to that. Just kind of as we were talking and maybe think about this is that, and then never limit. Like Gabriel said, never limit what you think is possible.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm saying that, the example I want to give is like, for instance, I joined the Army. I was active duty in the Army flying UAVs. Then I went to be a contractor flying UAVs.
Mm-hmm.
I have this banner downstairs that I had made, like Department of the Army and all this kind of cool stuff on it. And it says the years that I was in either OIF or OEF, so Iraq or Afghanistan. And literally it was 03, 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, and 09.
Mm-hmm.
All seven of those years, I had my 2 feet in Iraq or Afghanistan. And like I was just thinking about that 14, 15 years of this,
mm-hmm.
and I literally use none of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and all of that could have not happened, and it has nothing to do with what I'm doing now because this is what God had for us.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So use that as an example is that, you know, no matter what your past, no matter what you think is going to happen, anything is possible. And, you know, there are no limits to what God can do.
Yep.
So, hopefully that helps. And just something I just want to add to it as I was thinking about.
You have to keep us posted on what you decide.
Yep.
We would love to hear back from you.
Absolutely.
So I think we have another one. I'm sure we have like another short one.
Yeah, I'm sure we have another short one.
So, but before we get into that, I want to tell you guys about a new beauty product that I was introduced to. I know a lot of ladies are listening, and you know, when it comes to beauty products, we have so many choices, and you know, there's so many different brands that could potentially become our favorites. So, you know, I like trying different ones, and I'm introduced to more and more. So recently I was introduced to Thrive Cosmetics, and I wanted to tell you guys a little bit about them. They have high performance products because they are made with great skin loving ingredients. They are clinically formulated to highlight the best features along with long lasting wear. All products are formulated without parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. So you can depend on their good quality.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they sent me a few products, but one of the products that I've been introduced to that I've recently added to my skincare routine is their Bright Balance 3-in-1 cleanser. It is a first of all, it smells amazing. Like, it has this citrus smell. Like, it just smells good. You know, you use a product and you're just like, ooh, you can't wait to use it because it smells good. So, I mean, that's not the only reason, but it does smell really good. And it's pH balanced. It's a gentle formula, and it removes long-wearing makeup, like waterproof makeup, which is a plus. And it leaves your skin feeling very soft, and it doesn't feel it like, you know, you don't feel stripped. It doesn't feel stripped or dry or anything like that. As I said, they are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Thrive Cosmetics are never tested on animals, and they have been Leaping Bunny and PETA certified as completely vegan and cruelty free. So they're not just like saying that they are legit.
Certified.
Okay. Certified. All right. And then they also give back. So, you know, we're all about products that are giving back. So for every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics helps women in need thrive by donating funds or products. So their calls include women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, and women fighting cancer. And I think that that's really great. This is another opportunity to, you know, purchase something for yourself, but then in turn help someone else while you're doing it. And I really applaud companies that do that because that's what's important. Like, who are we helping in the midst of helping ourselves, you know, you know, it's very selfless. And I think that that's great. So if you guys want to try their products, which I think you should, you can start thriving and help women in need today by going to thrivecosmetics.com/LMO and use the code LMO for 15% off of your first purchase. So that's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E medics.com/LMO, code LMO for 15% off. thrivecosmetics.com/LMO, code LMO. So check them out. Check Let me know what you think.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Actually, so, and all that stuff will be linked down in the show notes or description box if you're watching. Yes. So you can, you know, go check all of those great sponsors out. But yeah, so I was looking through for some more Ask Gaming Babes. All right. So the question is from Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey. And she actually starts her out with, hey, hey, hey. So, hey, hey, hey. I have a question for you guys. Is it okay to cut off family if they're toxic? For example, siblings and or parents. I'm 28, and the older I get, I see how toxic some family members are, and I'm hurt because it's my mother. Mm. Need help. Mm. Well,
That's unfortunate.
That's very, I mean, yeah, the worst part about that is that, that the person that's toxic and you feel is toxic is your mother. That's really, really stinks. But yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Everybody has people in their lives or has removed people from their lives that are toxic. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just life. And you could have been the toxic person that was removed from somebody else's life. Yeah.
That's,
I mean, it's just life. It happens. Right. And my answer to that is 100% yes. If people are toxic, but a caveat to that. So I'm going to give you the first answer, then I'll give you the caveat. Like,
okay,
it's 100% yes. If people are toxic and they are bringing you down and making your life more difficult in a way that it's not healthy for you, absolutely 100% you can remove them. You can remove yourself from it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're of age, you know, and you can do that. The caveat is if this is a family member, a sibling, or in this case, your mother, then, you know, have you tried to have a conversation? Mm. Have you tried to talk through how you feel? What has made you feel that the relationship is toxic? Have you tried to talk about, you know, if you can't talk in person, have you, you know, wrote them a letter or an email to get these feelings off of your chest? Have you tried to use another family member that's not toxic to help relay the message that you're feeling this way? If you feel like you've tried all those things and nothing's changing and that person just doesn't care, then yeah, I think that, you know, you can definitely look at that removal. Mm-hmm. But I think that you definitely need to try some other, you know, areas.
Yeah. I mean, and you didn't give very much detail, but so, I mean, we don't know what you've tried or what you've done, but I think that it is perfectly okay to set boundaries when it comes to interacting with even your mother. Like, because you have to protect your peace and your sanity.
Yeah.
And, you know, I definitely think it is worth having a conversation.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't, I wouldn't advise just cutting off your mama and not telling her why, or not even having a conversation about maybe how her actions make you feel or how you have dealt with things in the past. I definitely think that a conversation needs to be had. And then, you know, it can go either way. She can be receptive or she can be like, I don't know what you're talking about. But with that, you can take the information you need and proceed. So if that means that, I'm sorry, but I have to reduce my time and my interaction with you, then that's what you have to do. Like, you, like, I just feel like if we don't protect our own peace, like, who is going to do that, you know? And boundaries are really hard to set and really hard to stick to sometimes,
especially with family members,
because you feel like, oh well, I just have to accept them because that's the way that they are. But you don't. There's nothing that says anywhere that you have to accept your mother with her toxic behavior just because she's your mother. Like, and maybe it will take you setting those boundaries for her to see, oh man, this is really affecting my relationship with her. Because if you don't go anywhere and you continue to allow her to treat you negatively or be toxic, like, she's never going to know that it's a big enough issue that needs to change, you know?
Yeah,
I kind of feel like that's a surefire way for her to get it. Like, okay,
absolutely,
this is not acceptable. Like, people will only treat us the way we allow them to treat us. And if you cut that off to where she can no longer treat you that way, then, you know, she's got to process that and she's got to deal with that and decide how she's going to change or if she's going to change. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know, because ultimately you can't make anyone change.
You can't.
But you can change your situation. So, you know, don't expect someone else to be the change. You can be the change.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, and yeah, so, yeah, I, when it comes to family member, you know, they're sometimes they're the ones that stress us out the most. It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't have to be the case. You can have a conversation and talk about what's going on and pray that there is some changes there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, sometimes you have to take the hard line and you know, take a stand for your health, for your sanity.
And it probably won't be easy.
Won't be
especially
easy.
Especially if this is your mother. I'm sure that it won't be
but
easy.
But it also won't be easy for your mental and emotional state to wear down to where you're, you feel like nothing and you feel like doing nothing if you continue to let a relationship beat you down. So there, you've got to take care of yourself.
Yeah,
ultimately.
You have to. Yeah, I mean, and you, you know, like Chad said, if you aren't comfortable having the conversation on your own, like you could solicit another family member for mediation. You could find a therapist and see if she would be open to having therapy sessions together. Like, you know, there are ways that you can go about
trying to write a letter. I mean, be old school if you need to.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, sometimes people are so wrapped up in themselves that it's hard to have a conversation with them because they don't want to hear it or they don't want to receive it or they get defensive. So yeah, you could always write a letter, you know, and be like, hey, I'm willing to talk about this when you're willing to sit down and have an actual adult conversation about it. But yeah, it is tough and it sucks, like, you know, so through prayer though, you can get through it, you know, like, you know, God can do anything. He can change any situation. And maybe you would be the first person to even, maybe there's not people in her life that are let her know that she's toxic. So maybe you're the one to say, hey, this is not good. This is not okay, Mom. Like,
yeah,
this is not okay. How can we fix this?
You know,
so I think you should definitely speak up. I don't recommend cutting her off without saying anything.
Yeah.
Like, give her the opportunity to make some changes.
100%.
Because she's not a mind reader, so she doesn't know how you're feeling about, and maybe she does, but you got to make sure you have verbalized it.
Yeah, make sure. Here's my thing. It's okay to walk away and distance yourself and create boundaries if you know you've done everything possible on your end.
Yeah.
Because again, you can't make someone else do it. So if you know you've done everything you can, then you can walk away and say, you know what? We need time apart, but I've tried everything.
Yeah, I've done my part.
Prayer and everything else, and I'm going to continue to pray for healing. So, yeah, hopefully that helps.
Yeah, hopefully it does.
And we pray that it does get better.
Thank you for sending that in. As always, you guys, we would love to put our little two cents in on whatever you got going on. If you want to hear from us, you can always email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject so that we know that, you know, you got a question, you want us to address it. We are not professionals. This is just our opinion and how we would handle things, you know? So, keep sending them in. We appreciate you guys listening. We would love it if you would take the time to leave a review and, you know, whatever platform you're listening on, you can review us there.
Yeah.
You can reach out to us on our social, Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter, Let's Make Out Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
That's right.
You can share with us your favorites from this episode, you know, leave topic suggestions, whatever it is.
Stuff.
All of the things. Okay?
All the feedback.
All of the feedback. We appreciate every single last one of you, the good, the bad, whatever. Okay.
Exactly.
We appreciate it because it just helps us get better.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So I guess she covered all of that.
I
so
did.
Now
stay
that she
safe.
Has, stay safe.
Yeah.
Stay inside.
Stay entertained.
Stay quarantined. I'm trying to rhyme it, but it didn't work. So just, stay safe. We will talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods, straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.